Gator just found something.
I don't know if it's reliable.
I don't know if it's reliable either. But if it's true, it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Comes from a Twitter account, Reigns Design, R-E-I-G-N-S Design. It says, since taking over as the Chiefs starter, Patrick Mahomes has had 53 interceptions called back by penalty. The next closest in that span is Josh Allen with 7.
Okay. 53 is an amazing amount of interceptions called back by penalty.
I just can't believe that's true.
I can't either. But if it's true, it could be. There could be an explanation for it. He's the best at drawing people in, one of the best at drawing people into the neutral zone.
Snap the ball, throw it up for grabs, yep. Gets picked off, doesn't matter because he knew that was offside.
Yep.
Things like that. But to happen 53 times, where it results in an interception, I just find it's hard to believe.
I do too.
And yet, we just repeated it on the Twitterverse and we didn't need to.
So. No, that's true. Let's start the segment over and not include that. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Reset and start the segment over in 3, 2, 1. Oh, we can't do that. We're live. Damn it. All right. So
back it up over there. Yep.
So the top 100 players list is being revealed 10 at a time. And they've just unveiled 30 through 21, and probably the last two Lions fit into this category that are going to make this. Amon-Ra St. Brown checks in at 23. Penei Sewell checks in at 22. Sam Laporta was 80. I believe Jared Goff was 48, and I think Aiden Hutchinson was 47. But what's interesting to me is unveiling of the quarterbacks. Who right now, what teams do you think in the NFC, Gator, stand in the way, the biggest impediment between the Lions and the Super Bowl? What teams would you put at the very top of that list?
San Francisco.
Okay.
In the NFC?
Yep.
I would say San Francisco, Philadelphia. Those are the two biggest.
Would you include Green Bay next?
They're in the next tier, yeah.
So what's interesting is Goff checks in at number 48 on this list. This is voted on by the players. Quarterbacks that are ahead of Goff, Stafford at 42, Burrow at 39, Tua at 36, Jordan Love is 34,
mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy is 28. Now, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to be ahead of Goff on this list as well. So we'll go into battle with what apparently is believed to be, you know, the fourth at the quarterback spot of all these people trying to win the NFC. Here's my question. Are we worried that Love at 25 years old is considered to be better than Goff by players in the league, and Purdy at 24 years old is considered to be better? And I mean, not just ahead of Jared Goff. They're 20 something spots ahead of Jared Goff. Well, Purdy is. Love is 14 spots ahead of him. But because when you have a good young quarterback, that is one of the most valuable things you can have in this league, right? I mean, it is.
Sure.
Yeah, you get that and you think you're ready for a decade and you're going to roll for a decade. And in this moment of time, It would say, if I were a fan of those teams or covering those teams, I would feel like we've got the quarterback spot locked down for the next decade, right?
Well, you'd feel it's at least for the next 5 years, but yeah.
Yeah, and yet it might be premature for both Brock Purdy and for Jordan Love. And maybe, I mean, I don't know who it might be more, but I went back and looked at previous lists. Derek Carr, when he was 26 years old, was number 11 on this list.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, at 24 years old, made the top 50. Carson Wentz was a top 10 player early in his career.
Well, he also played like it that year they went to the Super Bowl before he got hurt.
Certainly, I mean, this is voted on by the players. So you put in a year of elite work, you're going to get some recognition. I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is just because I'm not ready to accept that it's a fact that those two quarterbacks are better than our quarterback.
Well, it's not a fact. This is just a list. I mean, was Goff on that list back when he took the Rams to the Super Bowl that next year? Did people think of him that way?
What year was that? Do you remember what year was it?
Oh, boy. 2017, 18, somewhere there.
So would that be the 2018 list then? Because I have a previous list, but I have them in front of me. Jared Goff was number 38 on the list in 2018, which is higher than he is now. He was number 32 on the list in 2019.
I'd say 19 would be the year to look at.
Okay, so he got up to number 32 on the list, and then he started to drop.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Goff is, of course, these lists mean nothing, but it will make it, I mean, it's going to be tough if these guys are as good as advertised, especially Jordan Love. I'm going to be so pissed.
If you're asking me if I think Jordan Love is going to be one of the better quarterbacks in football, my answer is I think he might be.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it, right?
We have 1 year to watch him as a starter, and he was okay to start, and then the second half of the season may have been the best in football.
He was really, really good.
And then we have a small sample size of Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy obviously is a massive difference maker playing for San Francisco in the games he plays versus the games he doesn't play.
I mean, this could be completely irrelevant. It would be like, it feels like the Packers have played the quarterback card almost perfectly for like the last 25 years.
Because they have.
It's possible that they just put that money into the next Baker Mayfield. That they have, because they that massive contract, it comes with a risk. Did they sign him based upon half a season? An elite, very impressive, yeah, we acknowledge it was good half a season.
They did, and they were pressured into it. They didn't have to, but they were pressured into it because he wasn't going to practice unless they got him the deal, unless they gave him the deal, which is crazy to me, but that's how it worked. That's literally today's NFL. This was not the case a year ago. It is now. Everybody's putting the pressure on well before they have to. So if you're asking me which way do I think it's going to lean, I think I would certainly think that he's going to be a much better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Do you think that they're at all skittish in Green Bay that they have overextended on a guy that has a small sample size?
No, I don't think they're concerned.
You know, no fans, no media, not the organization.
I think that they feel like they've got this down. They've got a guy, he's talented, had a hell of a season, and they're looking forward to what he can do now.
It's funny because I'm giving them credit, and I'm thinking of Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers type torture us for a decade terms, and it only because Aaron Rodgers tortured us for a decade and Brett Favre did prior to that.
Right.
It toyed with the Lions. And our window is open right now. I don't want it to close quickly.
I don't think it's good. Well, I think what we have is competition. That's all.
Yeah. And I'm okay with competition. But if they've got the secret sauce here, if pick the right guy, draft and develop, you know, I want to torture them for two decades. And if they're right, then it sucks.
I get it. I'm just saying this is, I'm fine with this. This is, you know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, potentially, for years. I think the Lions have a great roster. It's a young roster. I think Green Bay has a great roster, and it's a young roster. The Bears are interesting because they are so young, and they are very talented. Vikings, we'll see. I mean, the Vikings may be feeling like this next year. If they hit on J.J. McCarthy, if he's the guy, then guess who's in the running again? And we've got a tough-ass division, which I think is the case anyway. The NFC North is not a joke.
Yeah, there's always going to be resistance, guys. But I think what you're saying, Doug, and I agree with you, is that we didn't expect resistance from Green Bay this fast after they got rid of Rodgers. And there was no growing pains, really. They jumped into their next probably franchise quarterback, and there's reason to believe that. He's a former first-round pick. They got to sit and watch behind one of the greatest of all time. Last year, he had the year he did, went on the road in the playoffs and won a playoff game. Why wouldn't you give him the extension?
They make the incredibly difficult seem awfully easy for
him. Yeah, it's annoying. I get it.
And so it's I'm not fearful of Green Bay in a, oh my God, we need them to suck for the Lions to have a chance. I think this might be quite a showdown in the NFC North. And I think that the evidence coming in on Rodgers is, or not Rodgers, on Jordan Love is pretty damn encouraging. But I always remind myself it's early. Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz. The people thought at one point were in this category of top 50 player in the league, and they didn't really sustain it.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was 6-10 his first year as a starting quarterback with the Packers. And Packers went 9-8 last year. I don't know if Jordan Love started all the games. I think he did. So 9-8 win-loss record his first year, better than what Aaron Rodgers was when Aaron Rodgers started.
He played in all of them.
And Jordan Love, the players he was working with on offense, awfully young. Compared to, I would imagine that that year in 2008, if I looked at it, that the Packers probably had some veteran players there. It's just, you would think everything stacked against him. Look, am I concerned that the Packers are going to grow with the Lions? Yep. And the Packers are a really good football team.
But I remember we were timing up the Lions build with Aaron Rodgers, end of his career in Green Bay. And I was thinking, and I made this comment on the air, and I remember thinking, our window's going to open up just when their run comes to an end. And it feels like their run was over. They're supposed to suck for decades. Don't they know how this works?
Right.
We do.
The thing was with Aaron Rodgers back in 2008 when he went 6-10, he was really good.
Yeah.
He had 28 touchdowns and 13 picks and threw for over 4,000 yards that year.
But it did feel like it was near the end. I mean, we kind of all knew.
Well, I'm saying the first year for Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay as a starter. I mean, they literally handed things off, went from Favre, who was great, and Aaron Rodgers played great, even though the Packers weren't.
97-1, the ticket.